This episode of Auto Dealer Live is brought to you by Flick Fusion.
Right, man. What's up? We're here. OGs of Automotive Podcast. I'm here with Chris Fritcher.
What's up?
I'm here with David Cribbs.
What is happening?
And this is so, listen, this is moving at such a rapid pace. Frank Lopes, who flew in specially to be on the show today, has an ETA of about 3:45 Eastern. So he's going to be coming in right at the end of our monologue. So Dave Cribbs, man, Chris Fritcher, here we are. 7-year anniversary this month. I am so incredibly excited to share this with you guys and share this with our listeners. We've got some incredible things planned starting today, right now. What do you guys got to say, man? Come on, somebody give me.
I say OG, OG. OG is original gangster, right? Is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're the original, we're saying that we are the original gangsters of the Automotive Podcast. Hey, and it's 2012, right?
Yes, 2012,
Holy
February.
Holy crumoly.
2012, absolutely. And, you know, man, what an
incredible run. You know, Chris, you were here. It was not only were you here, it was your idea. And, you know, if we can look back at 2012, I'm going to tell you, it's not much to look at.
No, definitely not. A lot has changed. The equipment got a lot better. Yeah, streaming services are a lot better.
Scenery got a lot better.
Yeah, the scenery definitely got a lot better. So
the backdrop.
Was that a shot at you?
It sounded like it.
But, yeah, because you were here, and then you went away, and the scenery got better. But you're back.
That wasn't what I was talking about. I was talking about the backdrop of where the shooting went.
But you know what? I mean, the technology is so much better today than it was then. So, I mean, the show looks 100 times better than it did back then. So.
Absolutely. Well, one thing is for certain. I can tell you one thing that hasn't changed. What hasn't changed is our heart for this industry, the heart for the automotive industry. Hey, come on now. Look at this. Some of you guys that have been following the show for a while, look at this. This is one of the OGs in the house. This is our original producer, Mike Cherup. What's up, man? Thank you. Look at this.
Bringing the coffee.
Hey, in honor of what he did every – Lou, you know what, man? Mike Cherup, one thing he did, amongst others, is he brought me coffee every single
week. I didn't even ask him to. He just brought it.
Yeah. Now I have to stop.
Lou, it was your idea to do this, and now you get butter.
I'm not butter.
What's that look then?
I'm not butter. I'm fine.
All right.
I'm perfectly fine.
All right. So, hey,
Frank C. while he's not here, just saying.
There you go. So, listen, I'm going to tell you, I got to say this, Cribs, really real quick, because one thing that hasn't changed, and Chris, one thing that hasn't changed, for sure, for certain, our heart for this industry and the reason we did it, you know, and I thought, how fitting, we have Matt Lasko as one of the four incredibly strong guests today, and how fitting Matt Lasko was the guest on our show on show number one through show number 52.
Yeah, he was the first guest, and then he ended up being a guest every single week.
Right, so he was the first guest 50 times.
But in fairness, we had a segment that was the Matt Lasko segment, but he talked about subprime financing and things of that nature. You know, the show's definitely evolved since then, but you know, we were definitely more topic driven then, and it was more
right.
I don't know. It was definitely different.
Here's the other thing, too, because we're going to be strapped to give everything away, but we're going to be giving a whole bunch of things away. But you've got to share the show. And the difference this week, Dave, we're going to be giving away things early on. So get your name in the hat right away. If you want to increase your odds of winning, share the show really quickly, because we're going to, the longer the show goes on, the more names will be in the hat.
Yeah. So let's just kind of give a little breakdown, because we got a lot. You know, we kind of said before, as we were coming on, like, what are we going to talk about? And I'm like, guys, we don't have to worry about what to talk about. First of all, we have four great guests on, and we have, you know, we have people that I know are going to be calling in and commenting and so forth. And then we've got Frank Lopes joining us, the three of us, Mike here. But we're going to give away things. And Cribs, you mentioned it. We're going to give away, for you sharing the show, we're going to put your name, not in a bowl today. We got a little different measure. We're going to bring it on the screen, and we're going to do a drawing here. Multiple times. How many times are we going to give away things today alone? 13 times. We're going to give away 13 prizes today. So if you share the show, there's a high likelihood that you can win. And these are just some of the
13 opportunities to win something.
To win limited edition something.
Oh, yeah.
Check that out. Check that out. Well, Luke. Right where? Right here?
Yeah.
Right here. Look at that. The OGs of Automotive Podcast. So I got it there, Lou? You got me all like discombobulated.
Yeah, no, right there. The other camera. No, so there's the other camera.
There's the show. We're going to give away these T-shirts today. These T-shirts are awesome, and they just literally they came in at 3 o'clock today. So they came in at 3 o'clock. They still smell like the box they were in, And also, we've signed an autograph. We've got 40 posters. You can't really see it, but it's the OG of Automotive Podcast. We've all signed it. Joe Calla, Chris Fritcher, myself, Dave Cribbs. We're going to get Mike and Lou to sign it as well. We'll probably get Ezra. We'll probably get everybody that's ever been part of it. And then we're going to give away 7 of these today as well. And then Dave, Jeff Cowan, why don't you talk about what Jeff Cowan's allowing us to give away today?
Well, Jeff Cowan stepped up to the plate. You know, Jeff is not only the leader in automotive service end of things, service mm-hmm. side, but he's also someone who's been, interestingly enough, to over 35 Indy 500s. I think he's been mm-hmm. every year since, you know, the beginning of time. But the bottom line is he wrote a book, What He's Learned from All of These Over 35 Indy 500s. And he signed the book. We're going to be giving one of those away each week, along with Right Service. This is another book by Jeff mm-hmm. Cowan. This is really what Jeff Cowan is famous for in this industry.
Yep.
Right Service and Write Your Own Paycheck. So if you're in the fixed op side of things, or if you're a GM, a GSM that communicates with that side of the store, this is going to be an amazing book.
Not only that, last but certainly not least, in addition to, I told you, 13 different times we're going to, and we're going to do the first one here probably in just a few minutes at the end of our monologue, right as we bring our guest on, but periodically throughout the show, for those who shared it, your name is being entered as we speak into our electronic raffle. You're going to get to see it on the screen in just a second, and you're going to get to see your name pop up. And we're going to be giving away the shirts, the posters, autographed, to get the books by Jeff Cowan each week, every week, with 13 today. And check this out. Now, this is incredible. He's released, based on this book right here, he's released in a fixed ops training in Lightspeed, okay? And he's given us 5 subscriptions, free subscriptions, 5 of them. We're going to give away 1 a week. So we're also going to give, and that's huge. That's huge.
That is huge.
So you're going to, and this is content that is just being released now as we speak. So it's not even live until next week, but he's given us 5 subscriptions. So are we ready for a first giveaway now, Lou, or no?
I think so. You guys ready?
I can't hear you.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
We have enough names in there already?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right, so let's give away. What do we want to give away first? We're going to give away 1 item right now.
Hey, Lou, I think you unmuted the phone line, by the way.
I say we give away an OG poster.
Yeah,
I say we give away the signed OG poster.
All right, let's go to Cribbs. Cribbs, what are we going to give away? Why don't you hold it up, see if you can get a little get a little zoom on that? Let me show him what it is while Cribbs is talking.
There you go. Now we're talking, right?
Yeah.
So
I think
it's like an album cover. It's really cool. You know, we feel real special standing there. But anyway, bottom line is it is a really cool poster. It is limited edition. You have a chance right now to win it, and we are going to do a digital spin, baby. Let's go, Lou. Let's see. Digital spin.
Give it away.
Give it away and go, 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 go. Stop. 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 For goodness sake, stop.
See what happened was.
Hey, Lou didn't put brakes on.
Stop.
Wow.
Okay, ready? On the count of 1, 2, 3. Stop.
See what.
Oh, Lou.
Let's go again. Let's try it again.
Lou.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Stop. Stop. Stop.
Hey, you can't have an auto do a live without having something technical break. You can't have it. You can't. Lua, can you stop that, man?
I can't stop it.
Let's just say.
Hey, how about this? Let's come back in a second. Why don't you fix that? Because it's giving me dizzy, man. Well, that's what it's going to look like, except it will stop on a name.
Yeah, that was a
tough Lou's going to work on stopping it. He got it started. Aren't you glad that Lou's not, we're not in a car right now, right? Like, Lou, stop, stop. That's what it feels like when your brakes go out, right, in your car, except you don't die at the end.
Right. Speaking of the Indy 500.
Yeah.
You just can't
we
stop.
Just took you on a virtual ride.
Well, you know, you said this is 7 years for Auto Dealer Live. I guess, I produced the show for a while, but I guess my first question for all three of you is, what is your best memory on the show? Like, what has been one of the most standout things that's ever happened on this show? I know for me, oh my gosh.
Switch the mic, Luke.
Months into IPD, and we had...
No, switch to Mike. No, switch to his... He's talking. There you go. Lou's trying to fix this. There you go.
Halloween, I believe it was 2014.
Uh-huh.
Grant Cardone came on the show, and it was one of the biggest productions we had ever done with, like, not even compared to what we had nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
The whole office was watching. Like, all of us, I was sitting on pins and needles, same with Martin, who was producing then, because if something went wrong, it was our biggest guest that we had ever mm-hmm. had at the time.
Mm-hmm. That was literally almost that would be 5 years ago this October. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
No, I was asking you, like, what's your best
Well, I thought you were going to say the time I threw a pin at the back. Because, look, here's the reality is this. Look at Frank Lopes back there. Come on.
It's just showing up.
Hey, he can come in this door right here, Mike. Tell him he can come in this door.
He's already ran around the other way.
So, one of my biggest memories, I mean, this is just a funny memory, I guess. It's nobody would really know about it, except Mike tells everybody he can, including my wife yesterday. He told my wife, who is like Mrs. Rule Follower, and she's like, David, you can't throw pins at people. And Mike was producing, and that time his back was to me across the room, and we had something crash, you know, like the system was crashing. We weren't, and I was like trying to get his attention, and he was doing his best to hold it together. And I just picked up something I could find. I went, wah, because he wasn't listening to me, and it hit him right in the back of the head. He said he still has a dent.
I believe I do. I remember what went wrong.
He has
too.
A dent and a case, yeah. By the way.
Well, the statute of limitations has passed.
Officially,
and there were no witnesses.
Ever happened while I was on the clock. This was between two consenting adults.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
Safe to say I'm yet to get hit with a pen.
All right. No. So what would you?
But
magic?
I have thought about it many a time, yes. Including right now.
Do you have a magic magic moment, Chris?
I don't know if I should really say.
You should say.
Ironically enough, it was the very first episode.
Oh, okay.
I remember that. All I wasn't right. on it, by the way.
He was not on it, but he was definitely there in spirit.
Awesome.
The internet had kept dropping out. We were in an older building, and the internet.
This is 7 years ago.
Yeah.
By the way,
wasn't as good, and so it kept dropping out. And I was doing the show by myself. David was through some glass doors trying to listen to the show and realized that the show kept dropping in and out. And I have this memory of David behind a chair, literally jumping up and down and moving the chair. I don't know what he said because I haven't.
You guys are basically seeing, like, David needs anger management classes or something. What the heck? I don't do this anymore.
There was,
yeah,
it was not nice.
But I don't do this anymore.
Yeah, you're definitely chilled over the years. Chill.
I said I shouldn't say, but that was not my fondest memory, but that was.
How about you, Cribs? Maybe you can bring it to some sort of, you usually have a way of bringing it to a tactful business point of view.
Oh,
okay.
Because we're all.
We went from throwing pins in the back of people's head, and then mine was crossed the line.
How about this, Cribs? Honestly, most memorable guest.
Okay, so there have been many. Honestly, there are five or six I could pick out of really top moments, but I'm gonna share that I believe the time that Lisa Copeland. We had Lisa Copeland on, and she's on today, by the way, of course. But we had Lisa Copeland on, and she had the big wigs. She was at the corporate headquarters of Chrysler, and she had the big wigs tuning in to the show. There are a lot of the corporate Chrysler people, and I think we knew they were watching. That was a big show, so I think that was one of my favorites.
You want to bring it back to a good memory, remember when we did the very first Beyond the Blacktop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even remember the amount we raised, but we raised an enormous amount of money that day for, I believe it was
We don't have the luxuries that we have today, and Frank just walked in, too. We're going to get him on the set here. you can go ahead, and Frank, and
come on over, Frank.
But one of the things, Mike was talking about Beyond the Blacktop, and that was years ago when we did a show showcasing just some really heart-moving stories in the industry. There were multiple, and we... And we did it, and we didn't. It wasn't like today. You could easily have track, kind of like we did a few months ago when all the podcast hosts, Glenn Lundy and those guys, all pulled together for Michelle up in Seattle, Chad Morgan and Michelle, and they raised money. There was a way to track that. It wasn't really when we did the Beyond the Blacktop, but we do know this. It spiked, and I think we raised. We found out that we helped raise like $6,000, I believe, for causes within a 24-hour period, just for the show. And this is like several years ago. You know, our audience wasn't Facebook didn't have live then, and we weren't doing some of the things. But 40,000 before we go, we're going to go to our guests because they're all on, I'm sure, right?
Yes. We
do a giveaway, but real quick, before I say that, 40,000 subscribers. A lot of people, we see the Facebook live to have the subscribers through, which a lot are dealer principals, GSMs, people that subscribe to this podcast that click and watch it, either listen to it through iTunes or watch it based through our website or through Stitcher or through, various means, that's where it really, really is.
And that's really huge considering this is not a consumer show. I mean, obviously anyone could stumble upon it and watch it, but the fact that this is geared towards a specific niche of auto industry people to have that viewership is incredible.
Frank,
there's a few shows, if you go back, even the early ones, that have literally tens of thousands of shows downloaded.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Which is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, hey, by the way, Frank has joined us. Can you flip the camera over, Lou? So, Frank Lopes, Frank Lopes is here. Frank.
What's up?
Brother, you've been an integral part of the success of this show, and I'm just glad you're here today, man.
Oh, it's an absolute blessing to be here. It's not even a question. I mean, you know, if you think about it, I think one of the first times I was ever in any type of a, you know, any type of an environment like this was Auto Dealer Live.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm very, very comfortable in this chair because this chair is, you know, this place is like home to me. So Thank all you guys for everything that you've done for the last 7 years.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. And I'm blessed to be here.
Well, man, we're blessed to have you here. We're so glad. And, we, you know, our guests are patiently waiting. I know we have some rock stars on. All right, so we're going to go to a quick commercial, and then we're going to come right back. Don't go anywhere. The Next Up, listen, we're going to we brought back all the stops. We talked to Clint Burns and Mark Stringfellow over at The Next Up, and The Next Up is, right after this break, if Luke can pop that up on the screen. Come on, Luke. The Next Up is Chris Hill, President and CEO of Overtake Digital, Matt Lasko, Vice President of Lasko Auto Group, Mike Phillips, Digital Marketing and Business Development Executive at McCloskey Motors, and the one, the only, Lisa Copeland, CEO, founder at Cars Her Way. All around rock star. Guys, we'll be right back. The Next Up is that panel. Don't go anywhere. This is our 7-year anniversary first show, and we're going to be giving some stuff away. We got it fixed. Be done after you form some type of relationship. One call closes are few and far between. Look, they're going to happen. And if you're on your A game and you're swinging enough, you're going to hit a home run. But if the baseball players that have been great.
Because at the desk, I always ask questions. Do they drive the car? Are all the decision makers present? These people have time to do business? Are they putting you under time pressure?
When they do them because they want to and not just because they have to, now you're on the way to a healthy culture and environment within your workplace.
Approximately 70% of all automotive shoppers are more likely to purchase after viewing a dealership video. And though many dealerships are utilizing effective video strategies to drive shoppers to their website, very few automotive websites provide the exact video content that today's shopper desires the most. FlickFusion makes it easy for you to start and scale an affordable video marketing strategy, including end-to-end video content and distribution automation that provides your automotive shoppers with unique and engaging video content that is proven to increase all of your lower funnel KPIs. And the best part is that all of your video content is hosted on FlickFusion's award-winning SmartFlix video marketing platform to combine each individual shopper's unique shopping behavior across multiple touchpoints with CRM, DMS, and other sales and marketing data triggers to enhance each unique shopper's experience and provide the most informational and relevant video presentation possible for each shopper. It's intelligent video for intelligent dealerships.
Hey, welcome back to Auto Dealer Live. Oh my gosh, it's 7 years. 7 years we're celebrating the original gangsters of automotive podcasts. And we have, thanks for that background clapping. We got Chris Hill, Matt Lasko, Mike Phillips, and Lisa Copeland on. We're going to get this party started. But before we do, make sure that you're sharing the show. We are going to do something a little bit different. We're going to give away... some awesome things. We've got this poster, the original gangsters. We've got the shirts. We've got several things. These are signed, by the way. So share the show, and we'll do that. But let's get to our guest. They've been patiently waiting, and their time is valuable. They are rock stars beyond belief. We've got Lisa Copeland. I'm going to go to you first. Lisa, it's been 7 years. You're a veteran of the show. I remember the first time that you were on, and I wanted to maybe just take a moment to reflect maybe some dots that you would connect. Maybe some things that have happened as a result of being on the show, something, a memorable moment, or something that led to something big that wrapped around Auto Dealer Live. Go ahead, Lisa. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. I thought about this today, right? What is it I'm going to say? And I thought I was famous when you guys called me. It was the first podcast I had ever done. I'm gonna buzz out this Facebook real quick so I don't get feedback. Hold
okay.
on.
Okay, no worries.
I thought I was famous. You guys had called me. It was back in 2012. And you had called me, and I'd never heard of a podcast before. And I was like, wow, Auto Dealer Live, and they've got like 20 or 30,000 people. And that was like the day I decided I was going to be famous because because I was being interviewed on this great automotive show called Auto Dealer Live. And I'm forever grateful, David Zilla and David Cribbs, how you guys have supported my career and followed me and helped me and been my friend. And so congratulations on 7 great years of pouring into this great industry that we all love so much. And we're all very, very grateful for you guys. And we're celebrating with you today.
Man, Lisa, first of all, thank you. Thank you so much. I got chills just listening to you because I know obviously what your accomplishments. I mean, we were honored. I mean, first of all, let me just say I had never heard of a podcast shortly before that. So you're not alone. Right. And we were doing one. But, you know, when you came on, I mean, the fact that you were doing something that was so against the grain. Number one, you had taken a Fiat store that, you know, a lot of people viewed as, you know, as something that couldn't be done, and it couldn't be done by just anyone. And you were number one in the world. You know, you had done some incredible things. I love the fact that, you know, it's just a shoe-in, no pun intended with your book, but a shoe-in that you are involved in Women in Automotive and on the board there and doing so many other things with women in business because you had a team at Fiat comprised of a lot of women that did this. So you were going against the grain in so many different ways. And we were just honored to have you on the show and, you know, and thank you so much for that. And we're going to hear a lot from you today, but I want to go to Matt because, you know, Matt, you know, we're friends, you're a friend of mine, you're a client, you know, I admire you so much. I use you in a weekly basis. I talk about you, not just in name drops, but just what you've accomplished because you are, when it comes to Ford, people don't understand this. If, you know, Lisa did something incredible with Fiat, which is a hard brand, right? Mm-hmm. Matt is in a busy space of close to 4,000, right? 4 dealerships. And Matt, you know, I know that, I don't know, you might have even gone at another pinnacle, but I know not too long ago, you were 64th in the nation in Fenton, Michigan, in Ford's. I mean, I'm talking like Ford stores on the other side of the country. Oh yeah, I know Matt Lasko. What's he doing? You know, and then at one point before you started certifying, you know, your pre-owned vehicles, you were in the top 5 in the nation in Ford certified, you know, and so just an incredible car guy, you and your brother, what you guys have done there. And you were on our show literally every single week. No joke. Nobody knows because nobody was watching, but you were because we didn't. But you were on the show every week for 52 weeks. And you said, David, you're a friend of mine and I'll commit, man, every week. And you did. And I know you had. I was rolling my eyes when Chris said it's time to go do the show. I know you were, man. So you know, talk a little bit about.
But there's tens of thousands of those downloads. That's
yeah, absolutely.
What I was just talking about
earlier, so. Absolutely. And part of those are probably because of what you and I were wearing and how goofy we were. But Matt, you literally killed it, man. Thank you so much. First of all, I've never really told you thank you. But you know, talk a little bit about that. Why you did it, man? And then you know, maybe what something like this and the many many other podcasts that are out there now. You know what they do for the auto business, if you don't mind.
Well, thank you, David. And I mean, in all honesty, I've enjoyed this 7 years as much as you guys have. My team has had the chance to listen to everything you guys have done over the years. They got to hear our interactions. To touch on the question, so first off, I did it because, like you said, we developed a friendship. And I knew I could trust you, and I felt like we both had the same views on where the auto industry was going. And frankly, I love it, so I enjoy sharing on it. As far as me, what it's done for me, I would also say, you know, thank you. It opened doors up to some outstanding relationships I've got with third-party companies, people like Frank, everyone out there in the industry that might be a consultant that I could, you know, lean on for our corporation. So it's been a mutual relationship. What I would say is for someone out there, when they get that phone call of someone that wants to try a podcast is, one, you have to be willing to just like David said, go through a couple of long shows until you get it breaking loose. And then two, be committed to it. And don't look for just like, ooh, I've got this many subscribers and I'm trying to monetize it or whatever your goal is. Really look at the opportunity of how many people you can either touch and reach or people that you're going to end up interacting with that are going to really better your career. I think it just made our web that much bigger, David.
Oh, thank you, Matt. And you know, one of the things I love that. And you know what? I hope we've had people reach out to us over the years. Many people reach out and say, you know, ask us, Cribs. You know, I'm thinking of a couple of people that reached out and said, can you help me get started on some podcasts? And you know, one of the things I've always told them, and Matt just touched on it, forget trying to monetize it. The money will come if the audience is there and if you have something to say. But the reality is, if you really love it, it's going to cost you more money than you can possibly.
Yes.
Or amen to that.
But I mean, if it's ever about that, then come on. I mean, you know, that's really not, it's about, and by the way, you know, I look at the business, the countless deals in business that have come because of not even talking about our products. You know, you and I talked about that, Matt. We don't talk about what we do very rarely. It's the reality is when you build relationships, that's what business deals are all about anyway. And so, you know, and I know, you know, Frank, he said he met you through the show you know, I mean, you're killing it right now. But what do you think, man?
Well, yeah, without a doubt, that's what this show does. I don't know if you know. Look, and I also don't want to turn this into a whole big say in a nice way, pat in the back type of session over here.
Exactly. You know,
while at the same time, that's what it really is because of the fact of that. That's what really goes on here, and that's really the strength of it. If you're going to do something like this, and I can take it from first, you know, I can give this advice firsthand. I'm not out of school saying this. If you're going to do something like this, trying to do it just to monetize it and make money, you're not going to live very long in this space. You're going to bow out very, very quick or go broke bowing out.
You better eat a lot of ramen noodles.
Yeah. You're going to have to, you and Nissan, you know, from the company that makes ramen noodles are going to know each other very well. That's without a doubt. And cheap hot dogs too.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're doing this to connect and you're doing this, you know, as a giving type of thing, then without a doubt, you have a tremendous advantage and a tremendous opportunity to be successful. And I can say it firsthand, that's what this show has been all about since day one.
Yeah.
It has always been about giving back to the community and connecting and everything. Hence why nobody like me was allowed on this show three, four years ago.
Right.
That's really why. Like Lisa says that she was, she knew she was famous when she was called to be on. I mean, you know, I realized I was alive when I was called to be on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like somebody saw me.
Well, I think one of the reasons that the dots connect so well with this particular show is that virtually anywhere in the country, auto people are in the same mode day in and day out, right? We share such commonality that we all get up eating, breathing, and living this. And I think that has a lot to do with the connection. So,
the reality is training. It, you know, I can't tell you how many times, especially when we used to do the show on, we used to use Twitter a lot before there was Facebook Live. We used a lot of hashtags, you know, and that's how we got comments. And
sure.
I remember we trended on Twitter nationally. I mean, like for weeks in a row, every week, and people would make us aware of that. Well, here's why. People would tweet like their notes they're taking. I remember Marsh Bice, you know, GSM of Mark's Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Louisiana. He'll probably be calling in or, you know, coming on the show one day this month. But, you know, he would send over like tablets of notes because of guys like Matt. He's like, I have filled up three pages of notes listening to Matt Lasko. You know, Brad Wise, you know, taking, we're adding, by the way, we're still share the show because here's what we're going to do. We can't get the electronic deal to work right. It's cool. But what we're going to do is we're going to add you to the bowl. So all show long, because we have 13 prizes to give away, share the show. Your name will be added, you know, as you share. So share the show. We're going to give away a ton of stuff. And before I give it away, I'll just say this, you know, that's what it's all about. But let's give away two things really quick.
All right, let's do it.
All right, really quick. Let's give away, what are we going to give away first, Cribs?
Let's give away the poster. We were going to do that earlier. This is a signed poster.
First poster goes to Willard Johnson. Willard Johnson, come on down.
Willard Johnson.
All right, let's give away. Let's give away a T-shirt really quick so we can move along.
Let's do it.
So hold this shirt up, Chris.
Let's do it.
All right, this is the shirt, the T-shirt. You can tell us what size you wear. This is the OG, the OGs of original automotive podcast. Don Loya Cano. I don't know if I said your name right. I apologize if I didn't. Loya Cano. Don, we're going to tag you and make sure you get the size you need. Congratulations on the shirt. Let's go to our guest.
That's a nice shirt.
We have a caller. Let's go to a caller real quick.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the line? We're on the air?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Owen Moon here with Fix Off Digital. How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up, Owen?
What's up, Owen?
Oh, good, man. Hey, I know I had the privilege of being on your guys' show last week, and we had a great conversation about service marketing, but honestly, I just wanted to call in say congrats on 7 years. You know, as I look back to Auto Dealer Live, kind of what it's meant to me is the community. You know, the community and the fact that, you know, no matter what's going on during the week, you can always tune in and feel like you can learn something from some of the great automotive industry professionals that you guys bring on. And so I just wanted to call in and say hello, say congratulations, and
thank you, man.
You know, I appreciate the opportunities that I've been able to be on the show as well.
You know, thanks, Owen.
I'm really glad you said about community, because when I pitched it to David 7 years ago, that was exactly what we had in mind.
Wait, so you mean this whole mess, this was your idea?
His idea.
Yep. It was exactly that. Building a community of where people in the car business can go and share ideas.
Oh,
and
dude, so it was like pulling teeth, Frank, to get me to come on this show. Listen, you see when you walk in our office, I'm out like, you know, at the desk closing deals. I mean, Chris, I missed probably 12 shows the first year because I just didn't want to do it. Yeah.
I did not want to do it.
Yeah. I was like, dude, I don't want to do this. But
and look at you now.
Hey, by the grace of God, and a great idea with Chris. But let's why don't we go back to
let's go to Mike Phillips. You know, Mike, you know, you've not only been on the show several times, but you have your own podcast, so you understand what it's like to create an audience and things like that. But you've been listening in. Why don't I give you the floor for a moment to make some comments?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, guys, thank you so much for having me back on the show. I truly appreciate it. Congratulations on 7 years, and here's to seven more, you know. So definitely as far as, establishing an audience, I mean, I started podcasting. I was a broadcast major in school, and so I started podcasting. It truly, truly is a labor of love, because you spend money on the equipment. The first time you get out there, you go, oh, hey, I'm going to do this podcast, I'm going to do this video. You expect an audience to show up, and then you get in there and you get all fired up, and if you're lucky, you get one person that's listening. And then what you realize, and I think what you guys have done an absolutely phenomenal job of continuing through with that consistency, is that one multiplies. They tell three people, then they tell five people, then they tell, you know, right now you guys have 60 or 70 people watching, and you have impacted so many people because you didn't. I think Matt Lasko said, he says, look, you don't worry about the vanity metrics. You guys are worried about the impact and who can you grow. Yeah. You know, how are you going to make a difference today? And I think that is, I mean, for me too, real quick, I know I could ramble. I could take this for the next half hour, but as far as the networking and the friendships and the connections and the people, I remember when Luke called me the first time, maybe a year and a half ago, and said, hey, you want to be on the show? I'll be honest. The first thing I was like, oh, I made it. This is it, dude. I get to be on Auto Dealer Live. Like, that was the highlight for me for the whole week. You're walking around. It's so exciting. And the interesting thing is then I started sharing it, and because I'm connected with a lot of people outside of automotive as well, the cool thing for me, here's one of the biggest impact points for Auto Dealer Live, is the humanity that you guys bring to the car business, not just for car people, but we talk about it so frankly in these forums, anybody can watch it, and it makes people real.
Mm. That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I think it's very special, Frank, when you go back and you look at the shows, the ability to for not only our guests, anyone that's maybe, we've had salespeople that have been on the floor for a few weeks the show. They get a voice, they get a platform, and it just reminded me of that when Mike said about it being real, right? This is unscripted. I mean, every week, you never know what you're going to see.
You never know what you're going to see. You don't know what you're going to hear. And what's also great is you don't know who's going to be on. So it keeps everything is always fresh, and
we don't know who's going to be on.
I was going to say,
was going to say two things. I was like, well, sometimes the hosts don't even know who's going to be on. One,
all
and
the
number
time.
Two, they know much less what they're going to talk about until you get on the spot. Right. But that's actually,
you didn't know Frank was going to be on today, right?
That's right. I didn't know I was going to be on. You know,
I saw this guy jumping behind me. I was like, what's Frank doing here?
But the main thing about that is that it shows the genuineness and the realness of the show. And anybody who's watching picks up on that right away. Like, there's nothing scripted here. Yeah. There's no pre-planned questions. There's no pre-planned,
literally.
The guests, obviously, we have to plan a little bit so we know who's going to be, who's going to call in and stuff. But we don't, most of the time, we don't even
share with our guests what the topic is going to be. But
we stop that. That's something.
That's a testament, Dave, of how raw and how The content is shaped and molded by the actual guest in the moment.
Yeah, and I think that that's not something that's planned. That's something that is, to me, I think that's just a non-negotiable, because listen, the guest, I think, have to carry the mustard. We've had guests on, you know, that we may not, you know, that may not fall into that wheelhouse, so to speak, but most do. We vet very, very, you know, try to vet. And then, you know, when you get guys like Matt on, you know, when Matt Lasko comes on, you know, or Lisa Copeland or Chris Hill, who's not been on our show before, I'm interested to get him involved, that Mike Phillips, you know, you get people like this on, you know, the caliber of content is going to be on point, because these are people that have something to say that people want to hear. And that's just really what it comes down to. And I think that somebody would say, we used to be asked that question. We don't even get that question asked to us anymore. But 3-4 years ago, you know, I remember, you know, what are the talking points? Well, can I get those to me? Now it's not that we don't want to plan anything. It's like, really, we want to talk automotive, and really what are you seeing on the blacktop? You know, and before we go to, let's go to Chris Hill. And Chris, I appreciate all the pats on the back, guys, but let's turn this into what we do and why everybody watches this. And that's about the list of the guests that are on. And so, Chris, you know, you're a rock star. You're on social media. You got a lot of people, you know, that follow you. And why do you think in general, man, what do you think? Not everybody, right, is impactful. It's not just I'm going to get on Facebook and I'm going to get on live, or I'm going to post something and I'm going to get engagement. Not everybody can do that, and it's not about a celebrity. But what is it about a post? Because you get a lot of engagement. What is it that makes somebody engage, Chris? That's a good question, I think. You know, why? Mm-hmm. What engages people? You know, and I think that might be a good place to turn in a conversation. Chris Hill.
First off, thank you guys so much for having me. And I think that what you're referring to is the quality of content and the audience that you're coming at with that content. For me, and not to go back to the patting you guys on the back, but 5-6 years ago, I was actually working as the e-commerce director for Brad Wise's group while he was the GM up here in Chicago.
Okay.
He followed you. I followed you because, you know, he's a great leader. You know, even you guys know him today. You know, so I followed you guys at that point. And it was just as digital and just as marketing goes in the automotive industry, it's the evolution of the content that you guys are providing. All right. It's the fact that you have evolved with this vertical, and that you are producing content that speaks to a level of the people that are consuming it. You guys are dealers. You can tell that you guys have grinded it out. You can tell that you've been part of this for as long as I can remember, and before that. And that's what's really making the difference. You said something about raw, and it's more in the raw. I mean, even when we pitch pre-roll, we tell people they're not looking for produced commercials. They're looking for raw, real people, somebody in the dealership that can speak to them, that they're going to see. And that's what you guys bring to the table every day. You guys are, you know, every time you guys are on, you guys bring this raw, unproduced, real content that the entire viewer base can relate to, consume easily, and it just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. And we really do owe that to you guys, our guests, right? Because essentially after our monologue, we pretty much turn it over and let you guys loose, because we want to hear from you. So real quick, we're going to give away a couple of things. We're going to give away one of our original gangster of automotive podcasts.
You got to understand how uncomfortable. Kind of funny. By the way, I got to say this. Hey,
OG. Okay.
But it's uncomfortable.
Well, I'm not so cool, okay? OG.
Cribs is 52. Yeah. OG to him is orange juice. Or no, that's OG. OJ.
Wow.
Like, oh,
wow.
You know,
old
goose.
Come on.
Old goose. Instead of gray goose.
To me, too. I got to be honest with you. I kind of feel weird saying that. I just got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know?
So we're going to give away a t-shirt. We're also going to give away one of Jeff Cowan's books about what he learned after 35 Indy 500s.
So I'm going to throw them to you. We're going to give away three.
And that one as well.
And this one. Okay.
And that one, though.
So here we go. So go ahead. Are we drawing names?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Throw it over to you
guys.
Let's do
it. Ready? Let's do
all
it.
Right,
Frank, see
boom.
If you can catch that. Well,
you got.
See what happened.
All right, we got to use that one because it got thrown over.
Thankfully, Mike Cherup is here. Go ahead, Frank.
All right.
Let's announce a winner.
Hope I can pronounce the name.
And then I'm going to go back to as soon as we do these giveaways. I'm going to go
Who
back to
these things?
Lisa Copeland in just a moment.
Douglas Chytrin.
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 Hey, go. Ready, Cribs? Number
Ready.
Two here.
Number
so
two.
Doug wins a t-shirt. All right, Doug wins the shirt.
Doug wins.
Now we're going to give away Jeff Cowan's book, What I've Learned from Over 35 Indy 500s. Let's give away that.
Hey, let's not give away all these t-shirts. I want one for myself.
We got you one set aside.
William Schomburg.
William
the man,
Schomburg.
Bill Schomburg.
Congratulations. You just won Jeff Cowan's book, and we got one more. We're going to give away this one?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to give away another. Woo!
Oh, we caught that one.
You seem surprised.
Write service and write your own paycheck by the industry leader in fixed ops, Mr. Jeff Cowan. And here we go. Andrew Breedlove. Breedlove. What a name. That's Andrew a Breedlove. Name.
Hey, let me go really quick to Lisa. I want to bring Lisa and Matt back into this conversation. You guys have been patient. Hey, I want to go to a question, Matt and Lisa. And Lisa, we'll start with you. And then, Matt, you can just pick up on it. Chris mentioned Brad Wise. And using Brad, and I don't want to talk too much about it because I think Brad's going to be part of this month. And because Brad shared something with us when he moved to this position, he found the position through of course, through an agent or whatever that he was dealing with. But when he found out that the job at Furman was next to John Marazzi and then a mile away from here, our offices and our studio, he told me, we went to Burns. He took myself, Jim Ziegler, and Joe Calla, my wife, and Jim's wife. And we were there, and Brad's wife. And we were sitting there, and he told this story. He said, guys, I took that job. He goes, when I found out it was by you guys and right next to John Marazzi, because I studied John based on him being on your show, and guys like Matt. But then he recruited a couple of his top managers, Lisa, from the show. You know, speak to that, the recruiting or the introducing. It's not only that somebody has to be in a certain market to get a job, but now somebody can move across country to go to the right store. And I want to get Lisa and you and Matt involved in, you know, finding good people through these types of sources. Lisa?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think in today's social media world, it's unbelievable the opportunities. And first of all, before I even answer, I've got to say hi to my brother from another mother. Hi, Frankie. You're looking good, baby. anyways, you know, but just having the ability to be able to now really connect with people and see them and see what they're about, what they believe in, what their skill set is, what kind of communicator they are, what kind of content they produce. If I owned a car dealership today, there's about 50 people and about 49 are sitting on this feed right now, I would go after with a vengeance to work for me.
Nice.
And, and we did not have that line of sight before. I mean, all we did in the old days is we threw up some ads on Craigslist and prayed to God somebody came in, you know, who could pass a drug test and a driving test. I mean, it's just, you know, we didn't have the line of sight to the rock stars that we have now.
Yeah. Matt?
Great point.
Well, a couple different directions. So, as being a guest on the show, I've had some employees that have blatantly told me they had listened to me before they had joined our team and definitely kind of liked the style of business we did, and it drew them to us. So when we did post an opportunity, that's what brought them down the road. So I will say I agree 100%. It's an opportunity for us to have reached people I may never have reached, and they may not have heard of my dealership in the past. And then even myself on the personal level, like I told you, I think one of the funnest shows I did is when we had the TrueCar debate. And guys were trying to beat up on TrueCar back when TrueCar was unacceptable to every brand, et cetera. The next day, I got a phone call from the assistant to the CEO at that time of TrueCar, and I thought it was a prank call. She says, no, I have John on the other line. He'd like to speak with you. And they had listened to that show. I think Kerry Weiss might have been on the phone call and heard the show, heard us talk about it, and reached out to me to ask to join a dealer council because they liked it. I was a proactive dealer for the product. Never would have had the relationship, and as it grew on, I ended up knowing a couple other industry experts that I look up to as mentors that I met through that radio show. So, you can't be afraid. The way I put it, I've had people in the past say, man, I can't believe you talk about some of your best practices. Well, it's kind of like Lisa said, when it comes to people, that's fine. You could attempt to do a lot of people's processes or practices, but you have to have the people and or the leaders that inspire that to actually do it. So share your business, learn a little bit about it, and maybe you bump into some better staff from it.
That's nice. Thank you, Matt.
Awesome, Matt. Awesome. We're going to go real quick to a caller. We got a few callers on the line. We're going to go to our first caller, and it's Chelsea.
Yes.
Okay. Chelsea, welcome to the show. Would you please share with our viewers where you're from and then go ahead with a question or comment?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you. Thank you, Chelsea.
Okay, so my name's Chelsea. I'm from Valparaiso, Indiana. I'm actually I think Lou messaged me and said that it was the 7-year anniversary, so congratulations. And
Thank you.
Kind of told me that we were talking about what Auto Dealer Live means to me. And I really think, like, I'm one of the people that really go for the show, because I don't think I'll be in the place where I am going into finance only 2 years into the business without this show. I think it's a great outlet for, like, beginner salespeople, because if you've only been to one store and you kind of just see the way that, you know, some people do it and that's that, you get on this show and you realize that there's, like, so much more opportunity in our business than what you originally thought, you know?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Auto Dealer Live really, like, made my career.
Oh, thank you so much, Chelsea. I know that all of us that are sitting here just got kind of goosebumps again, because just understanding the impact it's had. And thank you for giving us credit, but it really goes out to all of the people that come here every week after week and be a part of the show.
Thank you.
So we've got another caller. Thank you, Chelsea. We're going to go to our next caller.
You're welcome. And,
thank you.
I'm sorry, Luke. Patrick O'Brien, again, no stranger to the show. Great car guy. Patrick O'Brien, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. And, you know, happy anniversary. Again, Lou reached out to me yesterday, said, you know, hey, would you call in and just, again, like Chelsea, you know, talk about what Auto Dealer Live is, you know, kind of meant to me. And I remember, I don't know, it's probably 2 or 3 years ago, I was invited onto the show. And what it means to me is it's really allowed me to put my voice on a national level. I have some connections, obviously, with some national people, but I never got a chance to put my opinions and my practices and my thoughts out there. And, you know, without this show, I definitely wouldn't have accelerated in that as quickly as I did. So you guys have been a blessing for me, 100%. I've connected with some great people. I mean, I met Dan Mason, who's one of my best friends and now mentors, on this show as a co-guest with him. So, you know, it's been a great ride for me, and I'm always blessed and honored to be a part of the show.
And thank you, Pat.
Awesome, Patrick.
Great guy, man. One of the great guys. Thank you so much. And so let's move on. Let's go back to Mike Phillips. Mike, I'm gonna let you and Chris just kind of weigh in on, you know, maybe on the same topic of you know, anything, just whatever you want to talk about. Let's go ahead and let you just weigh in, Mike.
And real quick, guys, I'm off today, so I'm gonna go enjoy the rest of my day off. You guys have a fantastic show. I love you guys.
Thanks, Pat.
Anytime you need me when you do the subprime shows, please invite me. You know, I'll drop everything to do it.
Hey, thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Patrick.
Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Phillips.
Well, I personally think there's some conversation going on in the sidebar that Frank Lopes needs a hair tips book. So I think we should discuss that for a little bit.
You think I need to read one, or
I'm
you
kidding.
Think I need to write one?
There you go.
You think I need to read one, or you think I need to write one?
No, you need to write one, man. You need it needs to be a picture book, buddy. So
if I write a book, it needs to be a picture book. That's for sure.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, I think there's so much, you know, you listen to all the people, the caliber of people, the number of people that are calling in and talking about. Chelsea just said a minute ago, I think one of the things that, actually Chelsea and Patrick both, oh, Dave Cribbs changed. Chelsea said the thing that you realize is not everybody does things one way. There are a lot of right ways to do things, and I think that's something that you guys bring. It's like a cross-culture experience, if you will, in automotive, because you get so many different people. The Matt Lasco doesn't run things the same way that Lisa did, doesn't run the things the same way that we do in our store, but you get all of this cross-pollination and all these opportunities. Matt said just a minute ago too, he said, look, share your processes.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to share the processes.
Yeah, that's what it's about. I love that. And here's what we're going to do, because I know you guys have been on this, and we have some callers, but we're going to hold the callers, but stay on the line, callers. We're going to get you in a minute. But I'm going to let Matt and Lisa and Chris, and then, you know, give some closing remarks here. Just take a minute, because we're getting to the place and we have a ton of things to give away. And I know you guys have given a lot of your time today, and I know you're running stores and businesses. But let's go to Chris Hill. Chris, man, just take a couple of minutes, and whatever you want to say, these will be your, you know, closing remarks. But, you know, again, leave our audience with something that, you know, you feel could be impactful. And then we'll go to Lisa and then Matt as well. And then we'll let you guys drop off. And, again, I appreciate your time. But let's go to Chris Hill first. Chris?
Yeah, I mean, that's a loaded question. I'll try to get it, or a loaded statement. I'll try to get it out real quickly.
No, you're good.
Just like you guys have evolved your show and your platform and your processes to become better and better, I think it's important that the automotive dealership world understand that they need to do the same thing, and that moving along with the exact same processes, the same programs, the same verticals of advertising, moving forward is really living in the past. If you guys would have never changed your content, if you would never change your guests, and you guys were still in your old setting and not doing things progressively, you guys couldn't expect the results that you got and you're getting. These results are generated off of a constantly evolving your product and ways of putting out content to people that can consume it easily. And the same exact thing exists in the automotive marketing world. Getting yourselves out there, doing more than the next guy, and constantly evolving the way that you advertise, the way that you sell, the way that you close, the way that you evolve relationships is extremely important. And I think that everybody needs to learn to inspect what they expect out there and try to mimic the success you guys have had with Auto Dealer Live.
Hey, thank you, Chris Hill. Thank you so much, man, for coming on. And let's go to Lisa Copeland. Lisa, to give us some words of wisdom.
Some words of wisdom. Well, I'm down here in Houston, Texas, because I just signed a deal with iHeartRadio as my co-host Chris Martinez for a call-in radio show for women consumers.
Congratulations.
And so I'm visiting with the dealers in Houston, the sponsors of the show, and it's amazing to me, ladies and gentlemen, that there's still a bias in the automotive industry about women consumers and about hiring women. And so for all of you dealers and general managers that are watching this, I want to really encourage you that now is the time to go out there and to increase your sales floors, because it's amazing. There's only one dealer down here that has a huge showing, which is Fred Haas Toyota World with 15 women on their sales floor. But, you know, other than that, I mean, you know, dealers are sitting with no women, two women, traditional advertising still. And I think the dealers that want to see massive growth in the year 2019 are going to be intentional when it comes to hiring women, intentional on marketing to women. So that's my tip for 2019. And here's my plug. Go to carsherway.com. And I wish all of you, everybody out there, continued success in 2019.
Man, thank you so much, Lisa. Let's go to Matt Lasko. And Matt, man, give us your closing remarks, and thank you so much for coming on, and thanks for everything you do.
Well, you know, and once again, thanks for having me on, and a pleasure to listen to everyone you had on today. You know, I always, even if you're on a show, don't be afraid to slow down and listen to your guests that are on it with you, because you usually can take a lot home. All I would say is, and I think David and I have both laughed at some of the stories you guys were saying about 7 years ago, David might have thrown a pen, Matt might have thrown a chair. The humor about that is, and why I bring it up is we're both in wonderful leadership positions with amazing teams around us now. And we probably wouldn't be if we were the same person we were 7 years ago. So whatever position you are in or wherever you're at in the car business, you've got to be willing to change for the better, not just change, and understand some of your areas of personal opportunity to be a better leader. And David, this is funny. This is kind of off the text we had going on this morning, but I really, really would say for car dealers, general sales managers and downward, wherever you are in that plateau, or I should say in the hierarchy, your job is to sell the sizzle, to sell the dream, and to make people look bigger. So if you're a sales manager, you've got to sell that wonderful payment to your salesperson so they believe in it when they go tell the customer. If you're a general sales manager, you've got to sell the programs that your manufacturer gave you that month so your sales management team believes in it. And continue on downward. Sell the dream and your team will succeed. If you can't sell that dream, they can't see it.
Awesome.
Sell the dream.
It's good stuff right there. So, All right, thank you, Chris, Matt, Mike, and Lisa, so much for coming on and being our first four guests for the first show of this month's 7-year anniversary. Man, I couldn't think of any four greater people that I would want to come on. And thank you so much, guys, for everything
you
do.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us.
So we got
thank
a couple.
You so much, guys.
Hey Frank, we got a couple callers, but let's give away some. We got a ton of stuff to give away.
Yeah, let's give away more stuff.
You mind if I hold on, callers? I promise. Are you still there, Lou? We got some callers. Okay, we're gonna come to you, Chris. Won't you draw and give a couple things away, man? What, you don't have to throw. You can even call them out if you want to. Yeah. Here's what we got left to give away. We've got one shirt today left. We got tons more this month. We got one more shirt today. So let's give away this. Let's give away three signed posters and let's give those away right now. Three signed posters.
All right, Adam Klastak.
Chalstak.
How do you say it?
Chalstak.
Chalstak. All right.
All right. So Adam gets a poster. Adam. All right. Yeah. Lou, mute them. All right. So let's give away to another poster. Thank you, Lou.
Ted Hip.
All right.
It's a poster.
All right. So, okay. Ted Hip. We got another poster.
Okay. And Eddie Stephon.
Eddie Stephon. Eddie is one of the callers, I think, on right now, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, Frank, you want to go to a caller, man?
Awesome. Yeah. So, let's go. Next caller. Come on in.
What's up, Eddie?
What's going on?
Hey, man. Thank you for holding.
Yeah. And congratulations.
Absolutely.
Eddie just won.
Yeah,
I don't think he knows,
definitely.
Frank.
What did Eddie just win?
He just won a signed poster.
Oh, damn. Really? Eddie, I'm jealous, man.
Sweet.
You got something really good going.
How you gentlemen doing today?
Doing good.
Everyone's doing awesome. Eddie, tell everybody about your first experience with Auto Dealer Live. How did you even find this in the first place?
So I've been in the auto industry for probably about 27 months now, and about 3 months in, one of the guys in one of my sales group that is now pretty much configured and turned into the Sales Hustlers movement told me about Auto Dealer Live, and I watched for, you know, a couple months, and I remember I switched to my dealership, and early on switching to my dealership pretty much in my first year in the industry. I remember I was on the show for my first time, but I remember just, like, watching and hearing everyone talk about different cultures and ways different in, you know, places and individuals ran their dealerships, and the first store I worked at, let's just say it was a horrible experience, and I feel like a big part of my success and my growth is one becoming, you know, part of the Auto Dealer Live Nation, and you know, all the people that it's introduced me to and brought me to the different events that I've gone to introduce me to more people, and getting to meet guys like Frank and David and Cribs and, you know, other people in the industry. And you know, now I'm at a BMW dealership where we actually get real training. I don't have any management. I have truly leaders in every position, and you know, I made, you know, 11 major goals this year because 11 is my lucky number, and as of 2 days ago, I've accomplished 8 of them, and you know, I'm tracking the other 3 heavily, but those are going to be, I have to get to December 31st to officially say it's done. And a big part of that is, you know, being a part of the show and knowing I wasn't happy at a place and I wasn't getting trained and I wasn't being taught how to do it right and how to be, you know, true, you know, servicer of my customers and, you know, caring for them above and beyond and, you know, working for them. And it's all the things that I've been able to learn. It's a true attribute to my success and, you know, the things that I've been able to accomplish being so young in my career.
Thank you, Eddie.
And I get super bummed because I haven't been able to be on the show or talk, you know, watch the show in a while, but it's because I've had some great...
You've been busy, man. Come on now.
Not a bad thing, but luckily today I got to get on and super excited to get to call in, and thank you guys for so much what you've done for the industry. It's a pleasure to know each and every one of you guys.
Well, Eddie, thank you. Thank you, you so much.
And for, Lisa. For coming. Lisa.
Lisa's gone. She's
by the way.
Yeah, she's out. Awesome. She's out, but I know she's still watching, that's for sure.
She still rocks.
So she thanks you, and Eddie, we thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for watching, and thank
absolutely
you so much for being here.
Absolutely appreciate you guys, man. Absolutely.
You're the man.
To continue
thank you, buddy.
Many, many more years.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you. Okay, so Lou, we got one more caller on.
Hey, Frank, you know what? Because we're out of time. Let's bring, I think we got 3 callers, Lou. Let's just bring them
bring
all
them
on.
All in one time. Let's go.
Bobby Heron. Douglas Chitlin.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Calla. Joe Calla's been on the whole time. Hey, Joe works here, though. So, Joe, what's up, brother? Hey, so listen, let's go to Bobby Heron. Let's go to Bobby Heron first. Bobby, you've been on so many times. You're such a great, great car person and an incredible pioneer in this industry, and you're freaking trailblazing even today. Thanks for calling in. What's going on with you?
Hey,
Oh man, I'm so proud of you guys. Like, you know, I know people say, oh, you know, fuck you, whatever. I'm so proud of you. My first time on this show, I was working in a dealership at a Garber Automotive and listening every week actively. And I was getting all of my knowledge when I wasn't allowed to go to conferences from talking to you guys and listening to you. And so I am really proud of you and where you guys have come from and where you've gone, and not just as what you do on the show or what you do for your product or your clients, but who you are as people. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to call in real quick and kind of share with you guys, like, you know, I don't think that you maybe don't know how much you do inspire other people, that I can't even count on one hand how many times you've helped me in my career, whether it was through an announcement or just genuine care or concern. And you're consistently, not just for me, but for other people, opening your eyes to new stages of opportunity and strength. And I'm forever grateful for your guidance, for your kindness, for your friendship. And I think it's extremely impressive that you've consistently maintained a strong business ethic while keeping a smile on your face and wow. for the people around you.
I am no joke, so, man. I got chills. That was the most chills. My hair is standing up in my arms. Like, that's crazy, man. I didn't think I was going to get emotional with this, but that's – thank you, Bobby. And we love you and we appreciate you. And you you have been such an incredible person and always supported us. So thank you more than you know. So thank you so much. And let's go to let's bring Douglas in, man. Douglas, I know I didn't know you were such a fan of the show. You became on my radar last year or late last year. You won some stuff and it just was really cool. You posted it. And so let's bring you on here, man. What's your comment? We'll just let you comment. Doug, you there?
Me, I'm a show. I watch the show every Thursday. And I just love it. I love a lot of everything that you guys do and everything that you bring, from listening to the owners and general managers, everybody, all the special guests besides you guys that you have on the show. It is just a phenomenal, phenomenal thing. I'm excited to watch it every week. I try and get my managers and my salespeople all the time to watch it and learn. There's just so much experience that you can learn from listening to you guys and doing everything that you guys do too. So I love it very much, and I love to win the prizes and watch the show every week. it's just a phenomenal thing, and I want to thank you guys very much for everything.
Well, thank you, Doug. So. Thank you for calling in. And Frank, man, we got Joe told, but this is once Joe's the last one, right? All right, so Joe's dog. All right, so Joe and his dog are on hold. So let Frank. We got a bunch of stuff that we got still.
That's right.
Let's give away really quick because we're over on time, and I know we're not on like a network. They're gonna cut us off, but I want to be cognizant of that, because people work. So we got one shirt, three posters, and then we got one special prize I want to save to last. Let's give away the three posters, and then let's give away the shirt, and then we'll give away the last prize here in just a second. So what if we do that, Chris? I'll throw it to you. So hold the shirt up there, Chris. That's what I think you're saying. Hold the shirt up.
So you need three, four, five.
Yes.
Five winners.
Yep. And the first three we're announced, we'll give the posters, the signed posters. You get it?
Oh.
Got it? You think Lou would get up, because he's not attached, and get it for you, but he just like looked at you.
All of us are
like a cow looking at a new gate. Because you just looked at it. You just looked at it.
That's your role. You just watched me miss. That's it.
You almost made Frank get up.
You know, a former winner on the show. I don't know if you guys remember. Sandy Zanino.
Woo!
Oh, wow.
Sandy Zanino winning one of the shirts. And Sandy Zanino, actually remember about a year or so ago, Sandy Zanino won a ticket to Digital Dealer.
That's right. That's right.
Through our show.
You want to draw Chris? So she wins a poster today. We got two more posters really quick. Let's give away a poster. Shout out to Brad Pascal. Brad,
he just said lose the best.
Lose the best.
Oh, I don't know.
He meant another.
That might be debatable.
Isn't it Lou's birthday today?
Yesterday. He only gets one day, Bobby. One day. That's it.
Yeah,
one day,
gonna,
and then
celebrating
one day.
A week. All right. So the winner of what was this?
Poster.
Another poster.
Another poster.
Signed poster.
Trevor Brooks.
Boom, Trevor. Come on now.
Trevor Brooks.
All right, let's get one more, Chris. Let's get one more poster.
The last I'm sorry. Bobby is my sister from another mister.
That was Mike, Bobby.
True.
All right, so you want to, and I'm going to throw. So this, we'll give a poster away, and then we'll give a shirt away.
Oops.
Who's the, you just ripped that. You didn't know your own strength there, Iron
Blake
Man.
Blake Bone.
Blake Bean. Or is that Bone?
Bean? I don't know. B-O-A-N. Bone.
It is. B-O-A-N. What are you laughing at the guy's last name for? It's Bone.
I just wrote down what was on
Bowen. B-O-A-N. I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's Bone, right?
Bowen. There's no W.
Blake, you have won the poster. So let's give away the shirt. Frank, I'm going to throw it to you.
One more shirt. Let's go.
Let's give away a shirt.
Let's get a good throw.
All right. Let's get, yeah.
They've all been good throws. There's all bad catches.
Yeah, boom. There we go. Look at it. Right on, right on target.
You hit me in the hand with that one. Okay.
All right. So the winner of the T-shirt, you want to hold the T-shirt up, Chris? Or throw it over to them. Throw it over. You guys got a T-shirt over there, Mike?
You don't look.
I don't have one. Oh,
yeah,
so I got one
right here. This is what the T-shirt looks like right here as Frank announces it.
Look, you would almost think that this is a setup, but it's not a setup, right? Because uh-oh. Brad Paschal's in there.
Whoa, wow. Come on, Brad. Shout out to Brad. See, Lou just threw your name in there magically. Hey, before one last time before we go to Joe, let's give away the main prize here. I think this is the main prize. This is why I think we've given away two of Jeff Cowan's books. Mm-hmm. But Jeff was so kind. And hey, by the way, we're going to give away two of his books every week, and we're going to give away one of the prizes I'm about to give away every week as well. He has given us five subscriptions to his to his Lightspeed training that's being released, by the way, this coming week on the Indy 500 service training, which is invaluable, that's crazy value there. Anytime you give away training, that's something that'll make you some money, right? The T-shirt will fade, but this will make you some money. So we're gonna give away, here it is, the winner of this, Frank, I'll throw it over to you.
Yep.
The winner of a subscription to Jeff Cowan's Lightspeed training. Fixed stops training. Oh, boom, good catch. Look at that. That was a bad
throw. What was up with the throw?
Dude, it's a piece of paper, man.
Oh, what was up with the throw? Oh, wait a minute. When I do that, it's like, oh, we got this horrible throw.
Because you do it all the time.
No, I don't.
You consistently throw that way.
Okay, so the winner of Jeff Cowan's training, right?
Yep.
Is Amanda Ryan.
Amanda Ryan. Right. Come on, Amanda.
All right.
Woo! That's some value right there.
Nice.
And we'll get all the passwords. We'll get everything set up for you guys. We'll get the shirt sizes and all that. So how if we end the show, guys, because we're over. Let's bring Joe Calla on. Joe, man, you're usually here.
Hey.
You'll be in studio next week, but, man, we'll let you close out the show, baby. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I just want to say hello to everybody. I was watching the whole show. I appreciate everybody that was able to contribute today. Thank you to all the guests and to the hosts, Frankie, good looking good in the seat, David, and David and Chris and everybody who's in-house there. But hey, man, I just wanted to say this. This is one thing that came to me while you were all talking and everybody was giving what they were saying today. And that was this, that the scripture tells us that there is wisdom and safety in the multitude of counselors. And I think that's one of the things that really pulls from this show is that all of the different people's experiences and everything that they're able to go ahead and just pull out from their life experiences and their industry experiences really have, like you just heard, impacted people and gave them steps and gave them, you know, hope to be able to keep going. And I think that's one of the things. There's safety in a multitude of counselors. And I think that's why so many people have been impacted, because you bring together people who have something to say that can impact lives and change them and help them in what they do. So I just think it's amazing to be a part of something like this. And the reach is just even limitless. Even though you say there's 40,000 subscribers, how many people are being touched by the people that are out there that are touched by you? So that's the good thing to know, is that it's limitless.
It's limitless.
Man. So, man, it's pretty awesome. I just wanted to put that in there and just tell you guys that I love you guys.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, we love you, Joe. You're the man.
I also want to take the time to thank, you know, David, you know, Chris, you know, and, oh, I guess, yeah, Joe, thanks.
And you know what? And I want to thank Lou. Lou. That, you know what, some big shoes to fill when Mike Cherup left here. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you, man. You filled them. You almost have filled them. You've almost filled them. I'm just kidding. Lou, man, you know what? We couldn't do this without you. Let me tell you something. Lou, you know, makes, you know, listen, technology breaks. Stuff happens. But let me tell you something. This guy is the best of the best. He really is.
Thank you, sir.
And I appreciate you, man. I really do.
Before the show closes out, because
I appreciate you, too. I'm just going to throw that in. I love me some Mike and Lou.
Love you, Bobby.
Lou loves you, too, Bobby. Talks about you all the time.
No, honestly, I want to take a minute to recognize the visionary behind the show that so many people are talking about, and they're going to keep talking about, Chris.
He is.
Chris started this show, and honestly, you know, when Chris left the company, Dave took this show, and no matter whether I disagreed with him, Dave always saw the show being something bigger than it was at the time. And I'm so happy that I was.
You disagree because it was work for you. It laid on your back.
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
there's
nah.
a little truth to that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I won't disagree with that.
The first thing we do is like, hey, can we do this? No. Can we do it? Nope. We can't do it. No, nah, we can't do it. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
Oh, really? It's impossible? Watch. Watch. No.
But no, honestly, the two of you, Chris, you started the show. Dave, you have taken it to heights beyond what I ever thought when I started taking over the show. Like, I remember when we were rocking a C920 Logitech webcam.
You just lost everybody.
Yep. That little tiny webcam that used to be mounted up on the wall, then it was put on a little stand, and you had
now
two
we
microphones.
Go mobile. I
you
think
got mobile.
I think
but honestly, to everybody out there that's still watching, give a hand. Chris and David, you guys have done amazing things to get this established and bring it to where it is today.
What?
Lou.
One last thing, Mike. Thank you, Mike. And one last thing before we go. We're literally done now. First of all, tune in next week. We got special guests all month long. All month long, we have special guests. We're going to be just doing some incredible things. The next up is next week's show. And shout out to everybody that's been part of this. How cool is this? So we got this this little system here that's going to allow us to go mobile. And we're going to be adding some really cool dynamics coming in the future. Frank Lopes, man, thank you so much, brother.
Guys, look, I said it before when I stormed onto the show with a little bit late, but you know, Auto Dealer Live, I have to give a tremendous amount of credit to this show and to you guys, and say thank you to you, because I've made a tremendous amount of connections. I've made a tremendous amount of friends. Like, I think just about everybody that we had on the show today, every guest and every caller, I basically met through Auto Dealer Live. You know, and I know that there's a lot of people out there watching who can say the exact same thing as me. So I'm going to speak for all of us, you know, and say, gentlemen, thank you so much for everything you do. Thank you for allowing me to be in the seat. Thank you for making it so that this seat is just as comfortable to me as it is any seat in my own home.
Come on, man.
You know,
you're welcome. Anytime, brother.
So,
anytime.
Thank you all so much.
Hey, real quick, I want to show off Lou and what Lou's done to the show here. Lou, just do a little walk around right before we leave. We're gonna head out. Just do a little walk around. But this is how cool it is. This is how far it's come. This is Lou. We're talking right now. We're still on air. Come on, Frank. That's pretty cool, huh?
That's awesome. Look at that.
That's our sales team right there. That's what's going on right now.
There you go.
Acting like they're working until the show's over. What do you think about that, Chris? Look at Billy.
Yeah, they all were like, "Oh crap! They finished the show." Oh no.
Crap! Hey, Lou, go to show my wife off. Lou, make my wife mad. Come on, walk in there. Yeah, no, come on, Lou. See how much you got a guts? Come on, you got a man in your sack. Come on.
He's scarred.
You know, you guys. Since you mentioned your wife, just real quick, like you guys are an exemplary, like amazing example of what a relationship can look like.
Oh, she is going
to
kill me.
While building a business together, like I can't even tell you how impressive that is.
Oh, thank you, Bobby.
100%.
Thank you.
Also, really quick, I just got a text message. We do have to give a shout out to somebody who hasn't been named today.
Who's that?
Ezra.
Ezra Martin.
Yeah.
Ezra. Absolutely, Ezra.
He was brought up.
Oh man,
the,
I miss him.
Pre-show.
He was brought up once. Yeah. I did bring him up.
He's so small.
Guys, thank you so much, man. Next week, tune in. We're gonna have some great things, some surprises, things that we don't even know about, literally. But hey, thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
Dave Cribbs had a run out. Joe Calla, we'll see you next week. Frank, thank you so much. Anytime, brother. You got it. This is mi casa, su casa, baby.
Thank you,
Mike Cherub. We're going to be seeing plenty of Mike Cherub here hopefully soon. And peace out.
Bye-bye.